Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and Friends.
Julia, if you were twerking or doing the WAP dance like we were at my house the other night, do you think that Josh would like make you stop if he was there witnessing the whole thing? And Josh being your boyfriend, of course. Or would he like make sure the lighting was right so it looked, your booty looked really juicy?
Neither. He would like go to the fridge, grab a beer, and just like step outside. Like, I'm not watching this. I'm gonna let it happen though. And that like legitimately is how it is every time I get drunk, because I'm just a disaster. And he's like, well, I'm gonna let her do her thing, but I don't wanna see it.
That's so funny.
Nice. I figured he would throw some money on you.
If he's drunk, he'll hype me up. But if he's sober, he's just like, dear God, like now she's a task.
That's fun.
Literally reminds me of Sonic. He just like picked up and was like, call my Uber, I gotta go.
Exactly. So welcome back to another episode. Julia is a new voice that you're hearing on this particular episode. And she's a familiar voice on B96. As you all know, that's where I do the morning show. And Julia does our afternoon show.
Yes.
And she will be another voice that you will hear quite often. But I'm talking specifically about this night. And everybody needs a break.
Listen, so
talking
fun,
about work is stressing me out. Mm-hmm. Thinking about relationship drama is stressing mm-hmm. me out. And the one thing that makes me so happy is getting drunk and doing the splits in my living room with my friends.
I have video footage.
Yeah, still. I know. I think there's a picture of us too doing like a cheerleading
pyramid.
Oh my God. Oh, I forgot about that.
Who has that, y'all? I don't have
Angie
it.
Angie has it. We'll post it.
Mortified.
What is our Instagram again?
Guilty Pleasures Growing Pains. Okay.
Guilty Pleasures Growing Pains. If you don't already follow us on Instagram, you should, because there's about to be all kinds of new content that makes its way on there, including the pyramid. And the funny thing, too, that made me think to ask you about Josh is like on TikTok and all these Reels videos, these girls are now doing this thing where they're like twerking for the camera and their boyfriends are like, stop it, or pushing them in the water so it doesn't happen. And it makes me like ask myself that question. Like, if I had a man,
yeah,
do I want him to like celebrate me doing that and everybody seeing it? Or do I want him to be like, put it away? I think I want him to want me to put it away.
Yeah,
I
think I would want my man to be like, come on, this is for me, not for the world to see. This is mine.
Right. And then I'll like fight with him and be like, baby, you know, it's yours. I'm going to do it anyway, though, because I do what I want, you know? So back to the night where we were doing exactly what we wanted. The WAP challenge had been out for a little while. We were late, right?
Oh, we were late. And we watched a YouTube tutorial.
Like 47
so
times.
So embarrassing.
I mean, just reliving this night makes us all so happy. And it started out with, who was all there? It was the four of us.
Did we go eat or something? Like, how did we get like that? Like, what were we doing that day?
You guys went to dinner because, like, that night wasn't supposed to happen, which is, I think, what made it so magical.
Okay.
Like, because you guys went to eat somewhere with Daisy.
Got it. Yes.
And then Sonic and I went out to dinner with his sister.
That's right. So Krista and Angie, who you guys all know. Then Julia, our friend Sonic, mm-hmm. and his sister. We all came back together at my house. Mm-hmm. And that's when the epic WAP went down.
Yeah, I don't know if it's when I see you, Julia, I don't know if it's this energy that you give off, but I want to rage.
I know. I feel the same way with you. I don't know if it's like when you guys know I'm coming up the elevator, but it's like every time I step into Nina's, I am greeted with tequila. Like,
that's
I have
so
never
true.
Not been offered tequila like a mint on the pillow at Nina's. And I don't know if you guys do this to everybody or if it's just like,
no, it's definitely just you.
I
mean, Sonic. I don't know.
No, because Sonic is usually there before I get there. So he's clawed up. He's like laid out. Yeah. He'll bring like 2 12 packs of claws and spread them out like a charcuterie of White Claw. But then when you, there's something about you where it's like, no, like as soon as she steps in the door, she can't sit down and take her jacket off. She has to take a shot of tequila.
Well, literally. I don't know that it's
that's
her,
like your entrance
like,
fee.
Begging for the shot. We just know we want to give it to her.
Even ask.
And as I'm like taking the shots, you guys are like, what do you want me to make you to drink?
Yes.
I'm just rage. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either, though. But like when I come over, I'm like so ready to, too. Like it's never like, oh, it's just going to be a chill time.
Maybe
talking
it's that
about
Detroit energy, man. I think it's is like that a D-town thing.
Maybe.
I got really excited when you said that.
Claim it. I like the city of Detroit because every time I go, I turn up in like mm-hmm. multiple ways. So I guess I correlate that with you because you're the closest thing I got now to Detroit. That's all.
I think it's actually, as Angie, you're probably feeling me on this. Angie and I are one side of the studio right now looking at Krista and Julia. And I think that the two of you are probably two of the most downshot friends that I have, though. So maybe you do just like read that in each other's souls. But then the
that's
one
my
thing,
personality type.
The one thing I will say though is that Julia keeps going.
Yeah, you're really good at that. I never know when you're drunk. Actually,
oh my god, what a compliment!
Really you true. Hold it really. You hold it together really well.
I do.
I've never seen her drunk.
Serious?
She's like sloppy.
She doesn't really get sloppy. I've seen you slur though.
I slur. Yeah.
No, I've never.
Then you kind of tumble. Actually, I've seen you tumble, but you hold it together really well. Maybe because I'm so messy when I'm really,
yeah,
really
I'm
drunk.
I'm out. You that know when I'm lit.
Oh, Krista goes straight to sleep. Like, yeah. you just disappear, and we're like, "Where's Krista?" We open up Nina's door. She's either on the floor or tucked in bed, like straight
like
up tucked in bed.
Like
I am so honored that you guys can't tell when I'm drunk because let's just say it wasn't always that way. And I feel like the earliest sign of me being drunk is just thinking everything's a good idea. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're probably like, oh, Julia's so down for everything. But it's like, no, I had like 5 shots.
Ooh, well, remember when you were like, hey, what about ordering Taco Bell?
I knew you were going to bring
that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We had Taco Bell for days. Like, that was so much
fun. And I just ate it all.
That,
no problem.
That was the moment.
Yeah, or she'll ride for you because you're also the type of person where someone else will suggest a bad idea and you will be a co-conspirator or a co-signer.
Yeah. I'll make a PowerPoint.
For example.
About why it's good.
That Friday night, we were all together. We were lit, y'all, by like a good 11:30. And Nina has the bright idea to say, let's order more alcohol.
Oh
and
my gosh.
Says, yes.
Like, that's right. You really hyped me on that. But Julia was like, we have to do that. We have to do that.
And I was like, do you want to walk to the store?
And I was like, you guys go. And Julia's like, Nina, we're going to go walk to the store.
But wasn't the store closed?
Yes, and we came back and still ordered it. But then Julia left. So me and Nina pretty much split that bottle.
She didn't leave yet. Let's not get ahead of ourselves in the story.
I remember being asleep and opening up an eye and seeing you.
You know what kind of drunk person I am? It's because I do improv. So I'm yes-anding everything you guys want.
Yes, and.
Let's walk to the store.
That's hilarious. Some of us start remembering the things our therapist told us, like after we've been drinking or we have to work on. Meanwhile, Julia's like, yes.
And
I am a dog now. Yes. And I'll bark for food.
My therapist is like, we talked about boundaries.
Oh my God. I have tears rolling. I will say this, you all. Julia, I did not know that you were packing like that when you all were doing the WAP challenge because I posted it on my Instagram story.
My butt does not look like it looks on that Instagram story.
Bomb,
no, it does.
It does.
I have a video.
The laying down, you guys, I know. I screenshot it and I sent it to my boyfriend because I was like, look at it go.
I was like, whoa. And my friends, I'm sorry, Julia's boyfriend, but I'm going to put it out there. But my friends were commenting like, who that? Like, she's thick. I'm like, she's gone. I'm like, y'all better leave my girl. And she's taken. Happily taken.
She is. So when we were doing the WAP challenge, we cleared out the furniture in my living room. We had the door open to the patio because we needed to get some air in because we're being very physical. I share an alley. Like, the behind my building shares an alley with a hotel. Mm-hmm. So there's this outside space where people can sit out there, have some drinks, like a patio. And it's dark. You see lights. You hear music coming out of my particular apartment. So We use my television to pull up YouTube. We get instructions on how to do this WAP video.
We're kicking,
we're dropping, we're doing the splits. Nobody is doing WAP harder than Julia.
She's killing it though.
And everybody needed to change to really, really own it. So I'm giving out like biker shorts to everybody
so they can
really get the
Nina
split.
Literally passed out play clothes.
That's right. I did. Okay, now put on your play clothes. So then we all start doing it and everybody starts to kind of fade and stop going. Julia. No, she was committed. Now, if you haven't seen WAP, yeah, this is Cardi B's song WAP. I hope you've heard of it by now. But part of the challenge requires this kick and this crawl and this booty pop on the floor. And then, of course, the split.
Mm-hmm.
When I say owns it, Julia got done. Do it again in her play clothes. Do it again.
I just wanted to get it right.
But the people at the hotel
take notice that all of this is happening inside of my apartment. All of a sudden, you hear Angie scream.
Because they were, okay, we were there, and all of a sudden, I start seeing these blinking lights. They were taking pictures and videos.
Who could blame them, honestly?
Yeah, you all were killing
it. I mean, they probably put us on their Insta.
They were screaming and rooting everybody on.
I was really hoping we were going to show up on Influencers in the Wild.
That would have been so good, because it would have been far enough that you wouldn't have known it was us, so it wouldn't have been embarrassing, but we would have had a little hair flip moment.
Because we would have been proud of ourselves.
But then
the other side of me, too, is like, man, if we had our OnlyFans, though, those people wouldn't just be taking pictures. We'd be getting $5 tips for how hard Julia was working.
You guys, the thing is, though, I don't think I ever got it all the way through, like, fluidly.
I don't think you all did either.
No.
I don't know. We were pretty down, it does not matter.
I have you on video. You were killing it.
You all were killing it, but I don't remember a full synchronized moment.
No.
There's
that's
one
what
point
I was trying to go for.
Where she was doing, like, her split, and then you kept bouncing with your split. It was like 1, 2, 3, and like still in the split. And I have a video of that, and I was just like, how are you not hurting down there?
You do that often, though.
That's another. If you guys ever see me drop into the splits, I am hammered.
Yeah.
Right. I always don't know when I'm drunk. When she went down, it was just like a cup of water, just pouring some water on the ground. Like,
yeah, she was ready. She was already ready and juiced to go. That's why we give her tequila.
Oh, got it.
But okay. It's funny because Julie and I kind of bonded for the first time, like when she first came to Chicago. Like, I had posted on my story that I was doing the split too, and you're like, oh my god, you can do the splits? I can do the split.
Like, for 9.
Yeah.
Now, gymnastics.
Let me get in my play clothes and show you how it's done.
Oh my goodness.
And so, I mean, all of this is happening after we did this whole dance routine. I think we took our like middle school like game night
that was my
to
favorite
a whole
part.
Other level.
Okay, I don't remember
because Krista now is hammered.
Yeah.
We're all hammered because the second bottle of tequila had arrived, and we think it's a great idea to start playing Truth or Dare. And if this episode doesn't make you want to call your friends right now and have a good old fashioned slumber
game
party,
night, yeah.
I know it's COVID, but you have your COVID bubble.
Yes,
like we all have our bubble.
Right.
Like the
it was 5 people.
The girl and the girls in this room plus Sonic are really
our bubble.
Is our bubble, and that's like who we spend time with. And I can't tell you the last time I had laughed so hard. Like I felt like I was in tears, at a slumber party like when I was a kid. So we start playing Truth or Dare, and I think that somebody dared me to call another one of our coworkers.
Oh my god,
was it who dared
it
me?
It was Julia.
It was Julia. I don't remember.
Who did I dare you to call?
Can we say it?
There's funny. Two. We called two coworkers.
No, she told me to call Rich.
You can say it's him. He's
Rich doesn't care.
Okay, well, I called Rich, and he didn't answer.
Who is Rich? Is our
it's by two? It's about
Rich?
2 a.m. by now.
Everything. He's the one person engineer. At the radio station. Just does everything.
He literally can do anything.
But we didn't expect him to answer the phone.
Well, he didn't at first. He didn't.
I know. And I thought it was fine. I was like, sorry, Krista, Rich isn't going to make it.
Oh,
because our friend
fired.
Krista thinks that Rich is a cutie patootie.
Yes, I do. I carry on.
So we keep playing. Again, the only person taking shots with me still at this point. Oh, Angie was, which is very surprising for you because you're usually done.
Well, I'm very particular about my shots. I don't really like tequila when I take tequila, bad things happen. And that's usually what you have in your house. So I try to stay away from that. But you had Cavassier, so I was definitely taking shots of that. Because nobody ever
maybe
drinks
it wasn't
that.
Rum. Maybe it was Cavassier. I don't remember. Somebody gave me something I wasn't supposed to have.
Okay? Clearly.
That's why I went to sleep.
Hold on. She's not asleep yet.
Oh, okay.
So then Krista just gets up out of nowhere and she's like, I gotta lay down for a second, y'all. And so she disappears, goes into my room, shuts the door. It's fine.
She's asleep in the bed.
Rich calls back. He's like, hey, what's up?
I'm like, yeah, just like.
I'm like, are you awake? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. He's like, no, I was sleeping.
Didn't we give you something you had to say to him?
Yeah, I thought there was, y'all, we're getting confused.
I had to invite him over. I was supposed to call Rich Wyatt and invite him over.
Right.
Yeah, because
so
he would say no.
I did. I thought he was going
to
say no.
Yeah, it's 2
I'm not. I'm not mad that he came over because he was like, I was asleep, but I'm not now. I'll come over.
Yeah, because we wanted her to be like, hey, it's like 2 a.m. We wanted her to be like, hey, come over.
Yeah, like it's like a you up text, but it was the call. Dare.
And then he did.
He came. So how long did it take him to get there from the moment? Because mind you, I'm asleep. From
what was it, like
20
minutes?
That.
Like 20 minutes. I mean, he came right over.
He lives in the South Loop. He lives in the South Loop,
it
not
was
far.
Like he was over in an episode of Friends.
I literally missed all of this. I'm devastated.
Well, the devastating part is I was like, Krista's going to be so happy. This is what she's wanted. She's been asking us to hang out with Rich because Krista has this low-key crush on Rich.
Super low-key. Super platonic. Because in the workplace, you don't. S word where you eat. Continue.
Low key, but she's saying it into a microphone.
High key.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I'm like,
high key.
So Rich comes in and I'm like, oh my God, Rich, go crawl into bed with Krista. Okay, again, let's remember back to your high school, middle school slumber parties. The boy comes over that one of your friends has a crush on. If he crawls into bed,
I would die.
Of course, I was like, wait, don't go in. I need to record this.
Did you record
it?
I did. I don't know what happened to the video.
Oh my God. I was like, if you have that video footage, that's going up at Guilty Pleasures Growing Pains on Instagram.
I'll look for it.
What happened?
So then what happens is he starts to like spoon you
under the covers.
But I'm asleep, Julie. I don't know.
You were tossing a little.
Krista, I don't remember Rich being there whatsoever.
Krista, like, it's dramatic in real life, but she's just as drama filled in her slumber. She literally pops her head up and she's like, who's that? Nina! I'm asleep! I'm like, it's Rich, Krista. Rich is holding you right now. She turns around with her head real fast. Rich! It was almost like she thought it was a dream.
She probably did.
She probably did. In her dream state. I just like, you think you're doing your friend a favor, right? Like, you think you're really trying to help your friend out. And she slept through the whole thing.
Don't remember none of it,
y'all. Could you sleep through your crush holding you?
Never. I could not.
No, and she'd be like, let me throw my leg around you.
No,
you're not going anywhere.
Now I can't even look at him in the eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like that? Yeah, well, he's like, Krista, you can't be like that. Like, stop. Like, it's not, like, stop.
Oh, have you guys talked about it?
I remember, yeah.
You've talked through the crush?
There was a conversation.
We barely touched on it, but it was one of the, like, you walk past his office, hey, Rich, have a good day. And then it's like, dart. He's like, Krista, stop. Like, I can tell you're trying to avoid me. Not serious.
Remember, I was holding you just the other night.
I know he didn't say all that. But I'm like, I don't remember this.
My favorite was probably calling. Wait, and actually, to this day,
that was the best one.
He does not even know that was a joke. I should probably tell him at some point.
I remember that. That was the funniest part of the night for me.
I don't recommend you terrorizing your coworkers the way that we did. Like,
guys, you know how hard it took me to not laugh?
You nailed it.
I did. I felt like I was in an acting class or something.
Oh my God. I remember it verbatim because one of my favorite people in the world. And he is one of the, let me give you context. He will do anything for anybody. Literally. He will help you out. He will make it do what it do.
But he's also very chill.
But he's very chill, like super zen, like doesn't talk above a 5 out of 10. He's right. Super quiet. And whose bright idea was it? Was it
Julia's?
This was during Truth or Dare again.
And she says, I dare you to call. See ya.
Because we knew he was the only one that was going to be awake.
He was awake. He wasn't a booty call. Right. He was doing the overnight shift.
I dare you to call tell him something's wrong with your dog.
I tell him her dog won't stop vomiting.
Your dog won't stop vomiting. So she calls him, it's ringing, he answers, and he is so concerned. He's like, okay.
But she was laughing the whole
time.
She was laughing.
No, I put it on mute, and then when I would speak to him, I would have a straight face.
He was like, so how long has the dog been vomiting?
I don't know, all day. I haven't fed him anything.
Is he there right now?
What a sweetheart, though. Like, think about how nice that is.
Okay, will you do me a favor and call me back in the morning and give me the update on the dog vomit?
He's so sweet.
So like, amazing. We were just joking. If you're listening to this, we're sorry.
Did he ever follow up?
No.
Did he know that we were playing games?
No. And that's why I think I should tell him
at
some point.
Have you seen him since?
No.
Like, I have.
As we talk about this like out loud, and it's hysterical. Like, is it normal for adults to prank call people?
I've never stopped.
Yeah, I think it is normal, yes.
In the workplace?
Right. We should like find other people to mess with, because I don't know. We have to see these people.
You guys, I think the reason I'm like so quick for prank phone calls is because me and my best friends from home, like anytime we get together, we're like, let's prank call people from school.
That literally used to be my favorite thing to do.
Because my friend's got everyone's phone number still. So we'll like have her close her eyes and just go and pick. And I remember like whenever this movie, she came out, she called this guy, like, legitimately has not talked to him since the 10th grade. We're 29.
Oh, my God. Did these people know? Was that you guys? Like, do they know?
He still had her number, too. Like, for some reason, just never deleted the number. And I was like, hello? And she was like, hey, Cody, it's Katie from high school. I was just wondering if you wanted to go see A Dog's Purpose tomorrow at 2 p.m.
That's really funny.
At the Peter at Partridge Creek. Like, she's so going to be dead serious about it.
What did he say?
He's like, well, I mean, I have something going on.
At 2 p.m.?
And the thing is, it's a harmless pranks, though. It's not hurting anybody. It's not insulting. But I just love confusing the shit out of people. Like, that is my favorite thing in life, is just to have people hang up and be like, what the fuck?
Okay, now I know why we give Julia shots the first second when she walks in my apartment. We're trying to get ahead of the game. No, we're protecting ourselves from her wanting to confuse people. So we get her drunk first, and then we win.
So we have like advantage. Home team
well,
advantage.
I mean, I guess not really, because she still does it anyway.
Yeah. See, my prank calls back in the day used to be like pretty up there. I don't even know why we did this. Me and my friends called like Zac Efron's agent, and we were like going through all of this stuff, and then they're like, okay, well, what's your name? Why did I choose to say my name was Nicolas Cage? Like, what? And they're like, Nicolas Cage is an actor, and they hung up on me, and I was like, what
you
the hell?
Creative.
Or I would be calls. Like, or I would call somebody that I hated, and I'd be like, hi, this is Dr. Warren calling from the Advocate Health Medical Center. Your test results are in, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why would I do that?
Wait, Ange literally like is calling Zac Efron's agent. Julia is calling somebody from high school. There are different levels to this. You know what?
I wasn't good at it.
I have another go-to I do too, is like, we'll call like the local diner and just be like, hey, I left about 20 minutes ago and I went to the bathroom on my way out and I forgot, like, my dad's still there. I was like, can you look for a man in like a blue St. John's and a blue St. John's people sitting towards the back? Do you see my dad?
Oh my God.
He was like, no. And he's, I was like, here. I was like, he's older. Can you just like, I was like, he only thinks his name is dad. So can you just yell dad? Like, I'm really worried. And then if we get them to yell dad, like, that person wins and everyone else has to take a shot.
Genius, can we do that?
That could be like a bit.
We're going to do it right now. We're doing it right now. Julia, take out your phone.
Who are we calling?
We're going to say.
You can
close your eyes. I know.
Oh my gosh, yes, let's do it.
We used to play this game in New York.
Okay.
It was called Phone Roulette.
Yep.
And so we would take turns each week. And so next week we'll go clockwise. We'll be Krista.
Okay.
What you have to do is you close your eyes and you go like this, like just fling up all
contacts.
The people in your contact. You pick whatever person it is and you have to call them, and then we'll decide what you're calling them for.
No matter what.
Right now.
Because I feel like you got some important people in your phone.
Well, I mean, we can make sure that she's not going to hurt herself in the future.
Oh, wow. Can I read it out loud? This is a contact in her phone. Quote, Looks like Bradley Cooper's ugly twin. Don't answer.
What?
Julia is one of a kind.
I also have someone in
don't
my
answer.
Looks like one. Bradley Cooper's ugly twin. Don't. I just have don't answer in my phone. I don't have full.
I don't even do that. Their names are.
I have like thumbs down emojis in my phone.
I have don't answer. Think about it.
I'm the dumbass that deletes them from my phone and then I go ahead and let Apple go. Maybe. Blah blah blah.
Oh, I don't delete anyone. That's great content down the road. I had somebody in my phone that gave me a chicken tender once. I'm like, what the fuck?
Nice. They gave you a chicken
that's
tender?
Sweet. Yeah, it was
like a real chicken tender.
Was it breaded or grilled?
Breaded probably.
Nice.
No one's trying to eat grilled tender.
Maybe someone's on. Keto that's or something.
Fair. Anyway,
oh wait, go
you want to do it?
I'm down.
Wait, right now or like in a different episode? What's the move?
No, now.
Like right now.
Oh, so just call someone in my phone?
Yeah.
Put it on speaker.
Let's just do it to Sonic. I think that's the safest bet right now. Our friend Sonic is the fifth member of our COVID bubble and he's not here.
So what should I say to him?
Something good.
Like it has to be like something kind of emergency. Like,
yeah.
Like he'll believe it.
I only call him like with
you have a tampon stuck inside of you.
Be like, I don't know who else to call. Angelina didn't answer.
I'm at the studio. I need you to come to the studio.
No. Don't say you're at the studio.
Okay. I'm at home.
I have to vet things with what I won't be able to get through without laughing. And that is
all right,
100% one of them.
So we can't do the. All right. Then how about. You
are constipated.
Oh my
and
God!
This is medication.
He's gonna know I'm shitting. I'm fucking around because he knows I do this.
Wait, would this be mean if you're like, I don't even want to put it out into the universe. But what if you're like, I'm just really sad. Like I'm going. Like you got in a fight or something with your boyfriend. Maybe not a breakup.
That's so emotional.
I know.
That's not funny.
No, but I think it's funny to see him be emotional.
I think of something random. Hey, I got
something clogged. Maybe you clogged something. Maybe you dropped something in the toilet.
Oh,
roller derby. Do you want to sign up for this roller derby?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You probably would do it.
Hey.
Okay, we have to be so good, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, put on speaker. He's probably getting it in.
Sup, dude?
Hey, what are you doing?
Just woke up, about to cut my show.
Oh, I have a question for you. So my friend is starting this roller derby league in like a week.
Yes.
And it's called the Fire Stallions. And I was wondering if you'd be interested in joining.
What do you mean?
Like, do you want to do a roller derby league?
Do I want to do a league?
Do you want to be on a roller derby league with me and my friend?
Oh, yeah, I can't because of my head.
Oh, Sonic. Put on the
time. An announcer. That's what I thought you were going to ask. I was going to be an announcer for a week.
Yeah, because you seemed really into it at first, but I was like, no.
Like, I thought he was going to say,
yeah. Who are you with?
Krista, Nina, and Ange.
Hi, Sonic.
You're on an episode of Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains if you don't know.
They were going to make me call you and tell you I got a tampon stuck and I thought that this was the better option.
Oh,
yeah.
Sonic, don't say oh God. We get calls from you waking up in a pool of blood.
I'm like, wait, I can't
because
my head.
Yeah, that was the best answer.
Derby, I heard him like get excited.
Yeah, he was like, what?
Oh God, okay, well
sorry.
But sweet little Sonic, he did say his head because if you don't know, our fifth member got a little bit of a concussion because he got food poisoning and then he fell down and then he hit his head and it's really bad. So he's got to take care of himself. So we should have thought of that. A roller derby would be dangerous.
Yeah. I honestly totally miss that because he looks all better now.
He does.
His scar.
Yeah, but he still is our little sweet friend.
So to wrap up that night, I just want to imply exactly how sore I was.
I can only imagine.
When Josh FaceTimed me, he was like, what are you doing? Because I had ice packs on my knees and I was laying on a heating pad.
What?
This is WAP after 25.
Yeah, that's when you take a picture of yourself and you go, this is how many years old I am after WAPing all night.
Oh my goodness.
They should put a hazard on that dance if you're out of college.
That's true. The like next weekend I did it in a parking lot and there was like obviously gravel and I had my knees like bleeding.
Well, obviously.
Wait, can we just pause?
Wait, I have a picture of my knees from the next day.
Can we just pause? She did it in a parking lot and her knees were bloody from gravel. Yeah. Like, did you not survey the scene and understand that that was not going to be safe?
I was not surveyable at that moment.
These were my knees the next day.
Let me see.
Wait, let me see.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
Those are your WAP knees?
I bruise like a Julia? Peach, though. I bruise like a peach.
Yeah.
Anything.
Let me see it those again. Are going, that, Julia, send that to me because that's going on the thing. Instagram. That's
guilty nice pleasures, legs. Growing please. Pains to see those hot legs WAPed out.
Yeah. No, I bruise over everything. Yeah. Like, when I used to dance as a kid, so like always like the first week back of dance, like I would mm-hmm. just look like a peach.
I feel like now I need to have your play clothes at my house also consist of knee pads, yes. a helmet, yes, shoulder pads.
I have my yeah. own little shoebox of play clothes, like when you're in preschool and your parents have to send it in case you shit yourself.
Oh my God.
Julia, here you go. Put them on.
Not of a kind,
y'all. Get my clothes out.
It's so silly.
Man, do this for yourselves. Do yourselves a favor. And if you haven't gotten all your friends together and looked up how to do the WAP challenge on YouTube, we highly recommend it because not only did we get a good workout, had a lot of fun, it was a gateway drug for us to turn into a whole game of truth or dare, two bottles of tequila. And just talking about it inspired us to prank our friend today. Like, what?
There we go.
What?
Love it.
Priceless.
Get you a friend that will do prank calls at the drop of a dime. And they look around the room like, that's not funny. That's all three of them.
No, I liked it. I thought you were closing out.
I wanted you to have your dramatic moment.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to bow.
Okay, this is my moment now.
All right.
And that's a wrap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.